The lesson that I'm going to speak about today is entitled, Forsaken All in Order to Gain All. Our story takes place in Mark, the 10th chapter. It begins with verse 17. This is the story of a man who wanted it all. He wanted everything that life could give him. He wanted everything that the new life could give him. He wanted to live sumptuously in this world and also live forever in the world to come. The Bible says that there came one running and knelt to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" This was a smart man. He knew that he could not buy eternal life. He knew in his heart that it was something that he would have to inherit. An inheritance comes from another. He was wise enough to know that no man could give it to him. And he knew that life comes from God. He knew that he was never going to inherit eternal life from his father, his grandfather, or any of his forefathers. He knew that he would inherit this life from his heavenly father. And he wanted to know, "What shall I do that I may inherit this life?" He'd heard about Jesus. No doubt he'd heard about the man in the synagogue with the unclean spirit and how that Jesus had set him free and had given him a new life. Or maybe he heard about the leprous man in Galilee on whom Jesus had compassion and touched him and made him whole. He may even heard of the one with palsy. You remember the one. The four friends brought him to Jesus, and Jesus not only healed him of his palsy, but actually forgave him of his sins. And I believe that he had heard that many sinners and publicans crowded around him to hear him teach. This man knew that Jesus had something to offer the publicans and the sinners. And he also knew that everywhere that Jesus went, he was always doing good. Jesus could even walk on water. The Bible says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good. So now he has come to Jesus and is saying, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus looked at him and said, "You know the commandments. You know what the law says. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill or steal or bear false witness. Don't defraud anyone and honor your parents." And he said, "All of these things I have done from my youth up." And the Bible says, Jesus loved him and said, "You lack one thing." Can you imagine? Only one obstacle stood between him and eternal life. Oh, how sad this is. One obstacle stood between him and that which he desired, stood between him and eternal life. Oh, my friend, how many are there today that only one thing stands in the way of them receiving eternal life? And then Jesus said, "Go and sell whatsoever you have. Sell it all." Can you imagine that? Jesus is telling this man, the one thing that stands between you and eternal life is the stuff that you have. Jesus said, "Sell it all and give to the poor. Forsake all that you may gain all." He said, What should it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? If you are looking for it all, maybe you should allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart and find out exactly what that one thing is that's preventing you from having it all. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.